Welcome to Ramblings from a Loft, a podcast without a theme, recorded in my loft. I've bought a unicycle. My wife says I'm too old to ride one. Welcome to the latest Ramblings from a Loft. I've bought a unicycle, much to my wife's disgust. She was very much against it, has been for years, says that I'm too old to ride one. All I'll do is injure myself, so I'll have to learn to ride it when she's not about. I got it at a charity centre. They sell bikes, have a home department, a cafe and a shop. She bought some jigsaws, I bought a unicycle and some records. I'm now busy watching videos on how to ride it, or at least learning how to ride it. Two basic things are required. First of all, a wall or fence to be able to hold onto whilst learning to mount and pedal, giving you something to aid your balance and keep you on the cycle. Secondly, you need patience. It's not a 10-minute thing. All the videos will tell you that it can take hours of trying and falling off before you master riding unaided. One of them, after showing you how to get on and get comfortable, suggests that you spend an hour or so just getting used to sitting and rocking backwards and forwards before you actually try riding along, holding onto the wall. Needless to say, I have neither. I'm going to have to find a longish wall or fence. Maybe nip down the park and pop into the tennis courts if they're open. And of course, I have no patience. I want to be able to ride it now. Well, if not now, then in about an hour or so from starting to learn. Parking all day on yellow lines and zigzag markings at zebra crossings are just some symptoms of a much wider problem that are just a blatant disregard for the rules. The amount of times my wife says whilst we're driving around, I'd love to know where they passed their driving test, or I wonder if half these people have ever taken a driving test. It's too many to count. And at times, it's hard not to disagree. But when you look at how difficult it is to get a driving test, it's little wonder that many people who have moved to this country have never taken a UK driving test, despite the fact that many are required to do so within 12 months of arriving. It is estimated, through Freedom of Information, that more than 1 million migrant drivers do not have a valid UK driving licence. The other thing is, who checks? Do insurance companies check that people have a full licence before issuing insurance? And if they do, does that mean that they don't have a UK licence or don't have insurance? Though you would think that the AMPR cameras would pick that up. So then, the only way that people will get checked is if they are stopped by the police and have to produce their documents. Obviously, they're liable to say that they have just been resident for less than a year and are in the process of acquiring one, and then just carry on. An aunt of my wife's passed away recently, and I was one of her executors. Well, at least that's what we were led to believe. She asked me 20-odd years ago if I would be an executor, along with her two nephews that live in Canada. She would update me with new phone numbers and email addresses whenever they changed and any other relevant information, such as where she wished her ashes to be scattered. My wife and I were even given lasting power of attorney for her finances and property. She was found on the floor in the hallway by a lady that lives around the corner from her and gets her a newspaper every Saturday. An ambulance was called and she was taken to hospital, but unfortunately she died shortly after arrival. The lady that found her rang us as she knows that we are just about her only family living locally. We went to tell my mother-in-law, her cousin, And then we all went down to her house to look for her When I'm Gone book, which she had prepared, with all the people and places to contact, what to do with her belongings and house contents, etc. There it was. My name had been crossed out under the list of executors and had been replaced with another. We still sat and contacted some of the other family and friends on the list, as well as the nephews in Canada. They had already been contacted by the hospital, so were aware, but were also very grateful. I stayed in touch with them to help sort things out whilst they arranged their travel to England to get the funeral, etc. sorted out. The new executor had, since being asked, moved to Norfolk, but still travelled down to play his part. The funeral passed off very well, and I finally got to meet the two nephews. At the wake afterwards, I also got chatting with a few members of the family and have added a couple of branches and a few more lines to the family tree. That is now twice this year that I have worn long trousers. Unfortunately, both times it was to attend a funeral. One of our nephews is getting married in November, so let's hope that that's the third and final time this year. I've now had 4 cucumbers from my cucumber plant. There were about another half a dozen small starters, but they seem to have come to nothing. I was beginning to think that that may be all I get, but in the last couple of days, a few more small offerings seem to be developing. I've just picked my first sweet red pepper, very small and slightly eaten, but hey, there are about another 4 coming through, all looking quite small, but not as small as the hot peppers, which are at present quite minuscule and at the risk of being the smallest peppers ever, although I have now picked a couple of not too shabby ones. I have picked a good crop of potatoes that have kept us in new potatoes for about half a dozen meals, and then planted some more, which seem to be coming on well already, and my onions are mostly looking good, and I've harvested most of them, and we've had a few of them already. I've mentioned on a few occasions about redundant or out-of-date signs, and about writing to the local council to get them removed. Well, no one writes to the council anymore. You go on their website, navigate your way to the relevant page, and fill in a form. Generally, there is a map that you can stick a pin in to show where you are writing about, and then fill in the form with all the information they need to address your grievance. I've had a couple of signs removed recently, and also had a couple of completely useless answers regarding other signs and overgrowing trees. But I'm on a roll now, and it's a much simpler way to notify them or just complain about something that is wrong and needs dealing with. Thank you very much for listening, and please do join me again soon for more Ramblings from Aloft.